Are you able to have a third break as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in the room first, and then I'm sure we'll have a couple via Zoom too. Mitchell, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, Ruben's obviously a quick impact from yourself when you came on there. Was that the goal? Because York really seemed to be going into the game at that point.
Yeah, of course.
Recording in progress.
It was already 1-0 for us. When I came during the game, it was pretty simple. Just keep the score or score a goal. So I think I helped my team by scoring that goal. It was a good play with Ash, good cross, and then I was just there at the right moment. So it's a team goal, like we said.
And, you know, obviously with the past couple of matches where you guys had struggled to score, how good is it to score too? And also, what did you guys work on that you think played out in this match?
Yeah, like you said, the last two games, it was a little bit difficult for us in up front. During the game, we have the ball, but we never really create real occasions. But this week, that's what we work on. Try to finish on the final third, and today with the two goals that we scored, I think we worked pretty well during the week, and we can see it today with the two goals. So, yeah.
Any other questions in the room?
Yeah. Women's Dibov, quelles choses ont été changées beaucoup entre cette match et les dernières deux pour changer les résultats et gagner cette chose?
You want me to...
En français.
En vrai, c'est simplement de créer des occasions, comme j'ai dit un peu plus tôt, créer des occasions franches. Parce que dans les derniers matchs, ça a été un peu compliqué de finir, d'avoir des occasions devant le but. Mais aujourd'hui, ce qu'on a eu, contrairement aux autres matchs, c'est d'avoir ces occasions franches, d'avoir des centres, d'avoir des tirs dans la boîte. Justement, avec le but qu'on a marqué en première mi-temps, c'est une frappe qu'on a pris. Ce qu'on prenait pas dans les derniers matchs. Et aujourd'hui, encore une fois, avec le deuxième but, c'est un centre qu'on ne mettait pas non plus au dernier match. Donc, je pense que ça l'a aidé l'équipe de cette façon.
Oui, et maintenant, vous aurez 11 jours avant votre prochain match contre Edmonton. Récemment, c'était la même chose après Halifax, 10 jours avant, à Valour. Comment vous trouverez une manière pour maintenir la fraîcheté avant la prochaine match?
Comme vous avez dit, on a 10-11 jours, donc de vraiment soigner les blessures, les petits bobos, et de rester frais, afin qu'au prochain match, on puisse retrouver le rythme, comme on l'a fini aujourd'hui, et de ne pas nécessairement perdre du temps dans le prochain match à essayer désolé, de nous chercher, et de directement commencer avec un vrai impact.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci à vous. Merci à vous.
Any other questions in the room for movements before we go to the Zoom portion of the conference? Robin?
Well, okay. I mean, you had 15 minutes to make an impact, but there were three of you guys came in all at the same time. Does Bobby, talk to each of you individually, or does just, go out there? Like, we saw that with the Canadian women's national team making four subs, and, wow, the game changed with five goals in 20 minutes or so. But with you guys, do each of you know what to do, or does he just generally just say, go out there?
No, like you said, Bobby is a good coach. Yeah. Of course, he's not going to let us go just like this. So, of course, we had some instructions. So, I think we did what we had to do. Me or Orleandis, Benitez, same for Jensen. And I think we saw that little impact that we put during the game. And again, I think it's a good coaching moment from Bobby because, like you said, he can't just let us play like this. We have to go with instruction, and I think we did pretty well. So.
Yes. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Any good questions in the room, guys? Okay, I'm
going
to jump to
the Zoom portion of the call. Anthony, over to you, please. You've been waiting patiently.
Thank you very much. Wubens, can you talk about some of the fan support? Just even, you know, watching on TV, you can hear the Forge supporters chanting throughout the match. How good did that feel for you guys having support there?
It's a really good feeling. We know that we have the best fans in the league. That's my opinion. We have the best fans in the league, and we can see it today. We were in the field, and I thought we were at Tim Hortons Field because all the fans were there. So, again, I'm really grateful for what they did, and I hope they're going to keep going like this because we can feel it on the field.
Yeah, and as the game, as time winded down, the rivalry started showing, and it got a little chippy out there. Was that just a case of, you know, a club that you're, you know, close geographically, and also you've seen these guys so many times already? Is it just kind of tension kind of brewing over the years?
Yeah, of course. It's a derby. York against Forge, it's always a derby, and the game was pretty tight too, so it's normal that at the end of the game it's get a little bit more heated, but I think it was still fair play. It wasn't dirty or whatever. It's what happened in sports and football when two teams wanna win. So no, I think at the end of the day it's all about respect. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you to you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Any other questions for Rubens? We can let him go.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Either or, you won the game. You get your pick of the chair too.
It's a big sweetener after the game.
Okay, we'll take questions in the room first. Mitchell, do you want to pick us up?
Yeah, absolutely. Bobby, obviously getting two goals today. The offense was back at it. Your thoughts on how they played, and a couple of different looks from them. Obviously, a lot of longer shots with York sitting back. Was that something you guys worked on to try and, you know, have some different looks at goal?
A couple of different things. First and foremost, I thought our first half was very good. You know, we've seen a tendency as of late with teams sitting a little bit deeper on us, so we wanted to try and find the space in behind the opponent a little bit quicker, and maybe that was either going to open up that space behind or the second ball coming in the midfield, which would give us maybe an easier way to attack. And I think we accomplished that in a lot of situations in the first half, and those second balls also gave us the opportunity for some of those longer shots, which one, it either works to get you a goal or works to pull the defenders out of position, out of a static position. And that always creates a space. You know, the biggest thing for us is if when you move on the ball and you can initiate defender, the ball must go where that defender is left. And today I think we had them moving a little bit. We used the right side of the field for us a little bit differently today. Just looking at what their combination was there in the first half with Ferrari and Kratt. And I think that gave us a lot of success. Started the second half, you know, quite well. And then I think we had a little bit of a down period where if we were a little bit better in some of the transition moments, which we knew were important in the game today, I thought we could have had a few more goals earlier in the game.
And Sissoko continues to be, you know, a Swiss Army knife anywhere you put him on the field, but a dominant performance in midfield today. Claiming the goal, I'm not so sure about that one, but otherwise a pretty solid performance from him. What do you make of him?
Yeah, he's been consistent. He's been very good. You know, if you ask me, is his coach today, is he top? No, I think he couldn't be better. So I'm glad that you've seen a very good performance, but he can be better. A lot of the guys, I think, can be better out there. But also, they've, I think, had a little bit of a tough week with the last two losses when they've done everything that football and the football gods ask you to do and you haven't gotten points. And I think that sometimes brings a little bit of hesitancy into the next match. So I thought we could have been a little bit quicker, but... Yeah, going back to Sissoko, he's been excellent for us. You know, he's been an excellent engine when we needed him on the right side early in the season. And now in the midfield, he's doing exactly what we've wanted him to do since we brought him in here.
And finally, just the triple substitution. Obviously, York were having some good opportunities at that point. What was your thinking behind that? Obviously, it paid off in a big way shortly thereafter.
Yeah, I just saw that we were dropping a little bit on the field, and it's not something that I like. You know, in the... Most of the moments of the game, we were higher up on the field against York and, you know, causing Zator, Wilson back there to play a little bit longer. And we were able to win a lot of those balls. And I thought we were just giving up a little bit of space. Sometimes that comes to a little bit of fatigue of the players. But then we were also weren't the greatest and sharpest on the ball. So I thought, you know, just freshening up two players. One who's excellent in the box, and he shows it with his first touch. I think it was his first touch. Then Pasillas, Benitez, who's gone in, who's been training with us, a very good player on the ball, and Noah Jensen, again, who's another very good possession midfielder that can keep things going and skip balls through the lines. I think that was something that we needed at that point, with us just kind of dropping back and maybe not being the sharpest on the ball and keeping the ball for us.
Coach, of course, another massive win. Now you guys are going to be off for another 11 days before the next game is Edmonton. Recently, it was a very similar situation, you know, after Halifax, 10 days off, then Mellor. Is there anything you could maybe do differently between that 10-day stretch, you know, result of a loss, versus just an 11-day stretch to try, you know, make sure that, you know, when you come back against Edmonton, it's another a positive result?
Yeah, first thing, I'm going to call the scheduler of the league to put in my formal complaint. So people have asked me, do you like these periods off? I'd tell you a little bit later. It's not the best. 10 days is a little bit too much. The second time that we're going through it, and it happens for a lot of different reasons. So you just got to find a way to keep the guys sharp. Now, at the same time, we had a 10-day stretch. We came back. We played brilliant football, and we got beat on 2 shots in 2 games. So you have to take things in stride as well. You can look at the results and maybe get down on yourself, but you have to look at the football, because I think football ultimately wins in the end. It wins a lot more than it loses, and we have to stick to that. So, you know, we give a couple of days off to the guys because it's important. It's going to start getting busy as we go after this 10-day period. And then we just keep on working at it, keep on going, and making sure that the next game against Edmonton is the next important one for us. And nothing beyond that, other than the two halves that will come at that point at Tim Hortons Field.
Makes sense. And of course, what I did tonight, of course, things got a little bit more intense in the second half. Obviously, we all know it's a derby, so we expect certain levels of intensity. But what can you speak to? I know for the back end here, there was a follow-up here, and I saw there were several members of the bench, yourself included, talking to the fourth official. Can you tell us a bit as to what went on there, what you guys thought you saw, and what you thought should have happened?
Yeah, it was a little bit strange, because I think the game was a pretty good game overall. There wasn't a lot of chippiness. It was a hard game. It was a strong game, but I thought the players were doing an excellent job, in fouling and so on. I think there was just a few moments there where there were some unnecessary late things going on or behind the play. Happened in 3 different moments quickly, and okay, that happens in the game, and it's happened late there, and it creates a little bit of commotion in a situation where we probably didn't need that for both teams.
Thanks, Coach.
Bobby, you mentioned the changes you made against Kraft and Ferrari. Can you explain to us a little bit how you execute that? Because I know you didn't know the team when you came here. How did you look at that, and what does it say about your players that they're able to put that together pretty quickly? Because I know you did a bit of a switch with the players during the first half.
Yeah, it's something we look at directly once we get to the lineup. We try and formulate what we're going to see. It's a little tougher today. You know, York's got some new players in there that we don't know well, where they're going to slide in. And Murtukidis? No, did I get that right?
Murtukidis.
Oh. I'm Greek. I should get that. But we didn't know exactly where he was going to slide into the back, obviously having watched him in his previous work. And then Ferrari was somebody we thought that we've seen him play at left back this year, being in that position. So we were prepared for a few different situations once we kind of saw that that's where he was going to be. You know, the signal went out to the few players that needed to know it on the pitch. That gave him the instructions to go that way and keep at it. And, you know, a few times we went away from it, and we were adamant on where we wanted the ball to go at that point, and I thought the guys were executing it. Something that the guys know about, you know, we'll talk about, you know, game strategy and so on, but we've always got something prepared for what changes in our opponent and where the principles of what we want to do have to go. So that's where we always talk about the zones of the field, where we need to occupy certain areas. I thought Emery did Welshman did a good job in the first part, and then we wanted to get Borges in that area, maybe to make some more diagonal runs, being on the inside on his left foot, just seeing the space in that half space between them, with Wilson not covering the full lateral space on his left side. I think he gave us some good room to go in there, and I think the guys did a good job at it. Maybe we could have been a little bit better and get ourselves another goal in that first half.
And just finally, can you provide us with a bit of a health update? I know no Alex tonight, Chouanier, how's Dom, Samuel? Just give us a bit of an update on some of those key players for us.
Yeah, with Chouanier, just took a little bit of a knock in training, and you know, you always got to be careful. You know, you've got 10 days ahead. Do you really want to push a player back? So, you know, he's come into a training session yesterday, back full after being a couple of days off. With Alex, he'll probably be in the next couple of days again. It was just something precautionary. Dom Samuel started full training. Obviously, Garvin Matusula's come out here and played 90 minutes after a long time, and done a brilliant job. And we just keep ourselves going. You know, we've missed a lot of players in each and every game, but it's opportunity for the guys that are out there. We look at Malik in the back, started playing games in this league as a 19-year-old, just turned 20 this past weekend, and yeah, I don't talk about him enough. It's not that the media, but for me, he's been excellent. You know, he looks like a mature player out there, and you know, we forget he's probably on pro game number 8. Right now as a player. So I think that's the opportunities that the players are getting, and it's the importance of having depth in the roster. For us, that's the biggest thing, and how we always build a team. We try and have as much depth as possible in the roster, and sometimes in some of these emergency players that we need when we're down 6-7 players injured, and just making sure that we've got the right guys training with us periodically, so that they're able to slide in and look pretty normal to the squad.
Any other questions in the room before we go to Zoom? Yeah, it was about a month ago. Like, I'm sure you were in at Paramount Fine Food scouting for Sigma. Saturday, June the 11th, Saturday afternoon, and you were probably looking at Daniel Stampatori, a defender with Sigma Academy, and so of course signed to a contract. But you also saw an opponent on Vaughn, this, I call him a four-name guy, Orlandis Carlos Benitez Hernandez, who's out there tonight. I mean, still with the team, emergent call-up. What did you see in him, and how could you just say, hey, I want you to come play for me?
Yeah. In all honesty, he's a player we've seen from last year. He came into preseason for us for a short period. So we see him, and, you know, we have different roster rules that keeps us at a certain amount of players. But it's important when you're going to come into situations with quite a few injuries, there's different mechanisms in the league that allows you to bring a player in. So he's an easy one. You know, he's a player that came, trained with us in preseasons, done well, and has come in with us, and now he's been training with us, I believe, for the last 3 weeks or so, just keeping himself sharp in and around us. And I think it's important to do. You know, it's... we've seen all across the league, York, every team in this league has had different injury concerns. I'm not sure why we have so many of them. That's for a study for the end of the year. But I think it's important to know where your pool is, to look out in the area. We've obviously made a great dip into the Sigma Academy with our ties there. But there's players outside of there, and he's one of them. And I think, you know, he's come in for a few games for us, and today he's been quite good.
Well, I'm a big booster of Vaughn, and so eventually York signed as an emergency goalie Gianluca Catalano, and so he's back with them. And early in the preseason, Stephen Hart came to exhibition with Halifax, and he's picked Ryan Robinson. I don't know if it was come here, young man, off the bus.
I think it's part of that system. You know, that's what we want to see. You know, League One Ontario has done a great job of producing a lot of players that have gone on to be very good players in this league, and I think that'll continue to happen. And as the game grows, you know, we've seen it with players from PLSQ. It's not only League One Ontario. Now there's League One BC. I think, you know, the future of this sport is going to be bright, not only for what's going on with the national team in our league, but what's going on underneath with all of those leagues.
Thank you.
I'm going to turn it over to Anthony, who's been waiting very patiently this time. Thank you. Coach, I'm just your thoughts on, you know, what might get overlooked when you look at the kind of the score sheet is York did have two shots on goal, but they were quality chances, and Tristan Henry made some really big saves in this one. And he was his, you know, typical energetic, just, you know, he has that kind of that leadership quality to him. So maybe just your thoughts on Henry and his performance and what he brings to the squad.
Yeah, it's what he's been doing for 3.5 years. It's simple. Best defensive team last year, the year before. That's what he does for us. In the moments that he's needed, he plays in a team that a lot of times is attacking, is in the opponent's half, and he's called on in moments. And a brilliant keeper is a keeper of moments. That's what we see. If we talk about the top keepers in the world, some of them are playing for the top clubs, and they're needed in the moment. And that's what he's done for us time and time again, and he doesn't get enough credit for it. But for us, maybe that's why I don't talk about him too much, because I know he's there. And he's done it again today, and I think he'll continue to do it for us.
Okay. That's it for me. Thanks.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Bobby.
Jordan Wilson, Martin Nash, who joined us in the terror. So.